Governor Tom Wolf has issued stay-at-home orders across Pennsylvania as the coronavirus spreads. The directives are meant to save lives, but for victims of domestic violence, staying at home can be extremely dangerous. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins reports.
When the stay-at-home order was first issued for Allegheny County, Michelle Gibb expected to see a lot more calls to her domestic violence hotline. Gibb knew that victims would be under the same roof all day with their abusers. But instead, the phones rang less.
Which is one of those slap your forehead things, because of course they're decreasing, because survivors would call us when the abuser left, or they would call us when they were at work.
Gibb runs the Allakiski Area Hope Center, which provides services and shelter to victims of domestic violence. She says that because victims don't have the privacy to call and ask for help, organizations in the region have been trying to push other lines of communication. Anyone can text, email, or Facebook message the Hope Center, too.
But that presents its own unique challenges because, you know, a telephone call, they can delete the number from their call history. But depending on what types of media they contact us through, then we have to, like, figure out all of the ways to delete that contact.
So if it's an email, for example, make sure to delete it from your sent folder, and then delete it from your deleted folder. But there are other lifelines, too. Gibb says if you regularly talk to someone experiencing domestic violence, come up with a code word for them to use in a crisis.
A totally innocuous code word that if the person needs an intervention beyond checking in, that you can call 911. Like, say, birthday cake, if you need me to call 911.
In fact, as the state began shutting down, 911 calls went up. That could mean victims are only able to call when their situation poses immediate danger. The Pittsburgh Bureau of Police says calls related to domestic violence were 20% higher once the stay-at-home order was in place. There was also a 30% jump in verbal domestic calls, arguments that haven't escalated to physical violence yet.
So when there are situations that people are fearful for their lives, they're calling 911, thankfully, still.
Nicole Molinaro is the president and CEO of the Women's Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh. Her shelter saw a big drop in calls, too. She says as the coronavirus rapidly shut down so many businesses, a lot of people weren't sure if shelters would be open. But over time, numbers started to increase again.
We just had one of our residents say how relieved she is that she and her children are in our shelter and not in their home during this time. She can't even imagine the violence that they would be experiencing if they were at home with her abuser right now.
But some survivors have another concern. How do you social distance at a shelter? Both Gibb and Molinaro say their facilities are being vigilantly cleaned, and the women's shelter has common areas that are big enough to social distance in. Molinaro says help will continue to be available for anyone who needs it, regardless of the pandemic.
The people who were vulnerable to begin with this pandemic, they might have been teetering on the edge to begin with and now have gone over the edge. So we really need to be that safety net now more than ever that can help vulnerable populations.
That priority is reflected in the justice system, too. Even though many routine court proceedings have been suspended, protection from abuse orders, or PFAs, are still being granted. Lindsay Tajani is Director of Domestic Violence Services at the Hope Center. She says victims can request a PFA by going to the municipal courts building next to the county jail between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. The whole process will take 1 or 2 hours. A temporary PFA ordinarily lasts about 2 weeks until a court date is set. But Tajani says during the pandemic, temporary orders will last until courts start operating normally.
So your order is good until the courts open back up and a final hearing is scheduled again.
Anyone who calls the 24-hour national hotline will automatically be connected to a local center that can help. The number is 1-800-799-7233. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.